During the course of the evening, we're going to have several things like this happening. I can feel it. We're going to bend a few oldies. Nothing personal. Variations on themes you all know well, but we won't talk about that. I wear a dress with the bristles sewn in. Boom, 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 boom. I sink a pint when I ought to sip gin. There's no flies on me, but you can see where they've been. And that's why the lady's a fake. Men try to date me, convinced I'm a dame. They take me swimming, it does seem a shame. We get undressed and we're both built the same. Snap! Except that I'm built bigger. That's why the lady's a fake. When I perform, I act like a professional. After the show, this hair ain't there. I hang it up while I'm having my break. You've got to bridge the gap sometimes, darling. That's why the lady's a fake. When people ask what undies I wear, I just declare at once why France. They call me Miss, but it should be mistake. And that's why the lady's a fake. If I'm accused of being a tot, I play it smart. That way they pay. I love the Navy, but never touch cake. Unless I out make it myself. When I'm dragged up, all the feeling's immense. But I'll admit it, I'm right on offense. Because I can't use the ladies and I daren't use the gents. And that's why the broad is a fraud. Let me repeat, things ain't what they seem. It's like a dream. In bed I'm Fred. I find it safer to stay wide awake. Don't call me madam, this is an Adam. That's why the lady is a fake. I have a few fan letters here to answer. I didn't know they could write with them, but there you are. The first one is from Ivor Smallpiece, Littlehampton. He says, do you believe in sex before marriage? Not if it holds up the ceremony, darling. There's another one here from Tess Tickle, Balls Pond Road. She says, do you think it's right for good girls to go wrong? Certainly I do. Why should the bad ones have all the blatant fun? There's one here from Pansy Man, halfway in Effingham. She says, do you believe in capital punishment for women? No, I don't. Women should never be hung like men. There's one here from Adam All Cockfosters. He says, can you enlighten me as to why you dress like a woman? It must be something you have in you, I take it. No comment. There's one here from Poppy Tupper Wellin. She says, dear Lee, my husband won't leave me alone. It's the same no matter what I'm doing. Before breakfast, after breakfast, before dinner, after dinner, before supper, after supper. What can I do? P.S. Please excuse shaky writing. Actually, I am trying to lose weight. Honestly, I am. I've tried so hard. I've even taken up horse riding. I went to the stables this morning, my first visit. He said to me, do you want to ride side saddle or across? I said, who cares? It's as broad as it's long. I've even tried golf. I was on the links last week. There was this other fella there. He said to me, would you like to play around with me? Said, I've got a very fast niblick. I said, well, you won't make a hole in one this morning, darling. But he did. I thought, well, I'll be bunker. I'd like to sing you a lovely little song now that I had the pleasure of singing before the Queen was married. What a lovely wedding that was. She looked beautiful. And Prince Albert looked so handsome. At that time, I was engaged to an Eskimo. He was so cold, I broke it off. Honestly, he tried to sue me for breach of promise. I put it in the hands of my solicitors. Messrs. Hunt, Blunt, Shunt and Cunningham. Lovely fellows. They said it'd never stand up in court, but there you are. I got a new boyfriend now. Oh, he's so refined. Honestly, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he only swears when it slips out. Anyway, I'm pleased to announce that very soon I shall be appearing in the new version in Jewish of The Sound of Music. It's called Oy Vey Maria. We're not having any nuns, we're having 200 rabbis. And what the hills are alive with is nobody's doing. Anyway, I made history last week. I was best man at a wedding. Imagine what the others were like, can't you? It was one of these old-fashioned churches, you know, a quaint old-fashioned church in the country where they have all the cottages, you know. And it had a sign outside. It said, if you are tired of your life of sin, come inside. Underneath, somebody had written, if you're not, ring Ruby, Piccadilly 007. The vicar took one look at me. He said, I prayed for you last night. I said, silly boy, you should have phoned. But I didn't know what to give him for a wedding present. So I gave her a do-it-yourself kit. By the look of him, she'll have to. Do you know, my mum always said she didn't know what happiness was till she got married. And it was too bleeding late. But I went shopping this afternoon down the market, and for the ladies in the audience, I would like to tell you there is a lovely new bra on the market. You must get it. It's called Tittivation. And it comes in three sizes, egg cup, tea cup, and my cup runneth over. I said to the chap, I said, how much are they? He said, 15 guineas. I thought I'd see him swing first. I just got back home and the doorbell rang. This woman said, we're collecting for the old lady's home, so I gave her grandma. And now, Cinderella rides again. She has more luck than I do. Meanwhile, back at the Latte, explain to the non round the horn, is it? The ugly sisters, Benzedrine and Dexedrine, are slapping up gutless. They are whopping on the polyfiller by the tongue, like the right hard pair of thespians they really are. For tonight, the prince is holding his big ball. And they don't intend to miss it. After all, it only comes once a year. Off they go with their father, Squire Hardup. That name doesn't suit him a bit, because he's not really a hard man at all. In fact, he's as soft as chenille. They leave Cinders all alone in the kitchen, trying desperately to get the grease off her dish. Silently weeps into her chamber. She was always brought up to be neat and tidy. Suddenly the fairy godmother comes on. But this time, she is all tarted up in the most fab gib you've ever varded. You shall go to the ball, Cinders, she tells her. Whether you want to or not, you're going. In fact, you shall go to all the balls. the prince's ball, the fireman's ball, the policeman's ball, the tramp's ball. In fact, from now on, your life will be nothing but a load of banquets. When Cinders arrives at the palace, she is completely overcome with emotion. Soon she finds herself in the prince's arms doing the latest dance craze, the Grand National. Everybody gallops around the floor like mad things with a bit in the mouth until they're saddle sore, and then all outside on the grass for the big jump. Alas, the clock strikes midnight, right in the middle of their okey-cokey, and Cinders shoots off as though someone has shoved a lighted match up her kilt, dropping a little something on the way. The prince bends down and picks it up. It is one of her tough boots. Don't miss next week's thrilling episode. When the prince really tries it on, and Cinders wonders, will it be a tight fit? I'm going to do something a little more commercial for you. Let's go commercial. Let's go commercial. Let's tell the world our goodies are for sale. If a lady has got lovely legs and beautiful eyes, she should realize it pays to advertise. So let's go commercial, strictly commercial. That's the only way to make the grade. You only need a slogan with a little bit of zest. Add a dash of sex appeal and put it to the test. And once you've tried it, my way, dear, I'm sure you'll like it best. So let's go commercial, really commercial, but we're only going to cater to the trade. Strictly wholesale. Yes, we're only going to cater to the trade. All deliveries at the rear, please. So let's go commercial right away. I haven't the heart to fall in love again. How can I fall in love again without a hard commercial? Our romantic interlude to you was just a fling. You're never alone, not even in the Strand, if you can roll your own by hand. But to me it meant the world and everything. Are you aware of personal freshness? Or do your mates all call you Pongo? If so, use Nanty Poo and show them you're not to be sniffed at. I haven't the heart to fall in love again. I have a letter here from Miss Ida Down Betts. She says, my boyfriend was always against me. Oh, I beg your pardon. My boyfriend was always against me smoking cigarettes. He much preferred his pipe and a good shag. Our romantic interlude to you was just a fling. Use bubbles for all your soft and fine things. Remember, if you have a soft, fine thing, a daily dip in bubbles will bring it up a treat. But to me it meant the world and everything. Attention, all pussy lovers. Please don't neglect your pussies. Your pussy could be the envy of the whole neighborhood. You can give your pussy that fluffy look by using the new shampoo especially made for your pussies. It's called Shampoosy. And believe me, once you have shampooed your pussy with Shampoosy, your friends will take one look and say, you can see there's nothing sham about her pussy. I have the heart to fall in love again. Ladies and gentlemen, these days you often hear the older generation telling you that they can't tell the girls from the boys. We've all got our problems, though. Dressed like this, I'm in no position to argue. I'd like to do a little number which I've written, which sums up the situation only too well. She walked into the coffee bar and saw him sitting there. He was sat all alone at a table for two, nibbling his chocolate eclair. There was something about his big blue eyes that filled her heart with joy. If only someone had warned her that he wasn't a sort of a boy. La 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 la. You're guessing it. As large as life, she plonked herself down right opposite to him. I'm sure I know you from somewhere, she said. Isn't your name Jim? He answered, no. They call me Bruce. Then he blushed and went all coy. Now, wouldn't you think she'd have realized that he wasn't her sort of a boy? La, 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 la. She asked him for the sugar in a most suggestive tone. Her tiny mind worked overtime to get him all alone. Those worn-out tricks she'd seen at the flicks, she started to employ. But she could have been Bridget Bardot. He just wasn't her sort of a boy. You're not singing. Oh, you're busy, I'm sorry. Quite openly, she offered him her crumpet on a plate. But he refused by saying, I've been putting on too much weight. She said, I love your lavender shirt. It goes nice with that lilac tie. It was obvious to all but her that he wasn't her sort of a girl. She tried so hard to charm him, give credit where one should. Her technique was bloody lousy, but her staying power was good. She idolized his long blonde hair and his fabulous golden tan. Not knowing it all came from bottles, he just wasn't her sort of a man. To her it seemed quite natural to say, would you care for a filter tip fag? She puffed hers through a holder, which she wielded like a flag. But the length of his put hers to shame. And the colour made her choke. Well, I mean, cerise. You could tell without even looking that he wasn't her sort of a bloke. A half an hour more went by and he began to feel tired. But whenever he yawned, she thought of bed. And so was re-inspired. Just then a strange man appeared on the scene. And her dreams went poof! Because as they waltzed off together, it dawned on her the kind of a man he was. So anyway, I was telling you, on the way here tonight, I went into this restaurant just up the road here. It's a lovely place, sort of place where you can eat dirt cheap, you know. And I had me soup, you know, and there was a fly in it. I didn't mind, but I broke my tooth on the zipper. Then I ordered a steak, and I said to the waitress, honestly, it was so tough, I didn't know whether to eat it or ride it. I called the waitress over. I said, darling, I said, I've got a hair on my meat. She said, are you bragging or complaining? With that, I stormed into the kitchen where the chef was making a tart. He put the top crust on, he took out his dentures and went all round the edge. I said, that is very unhygienic. That's what I said. I think he must have had my dentures. He said, you want to see what I make the holes in the donuts with? Used as a candle. Do you know where I went this afternoon? The zoo. I went straight to the monkey house. There was no monkeys there. I said to the keeper, where are they? Oh, he said, they're out the back mating. I said, well, they come out to give him a banana. He said, would you? Then I went to the birdhouse. There was this parrot there shouting out, somebody's getting it, somebody's getting it, somebody's getting it. And now I went, ooh, the parrot said, not you, you flat-nosed git. There was a couple standing next to me. This fellow said to his girl, he said, would you like a parrot? She said, no, I prefer a cockatoo. My next door neighbour, she's mad on the scene. She must be every night, I hear her screaming, Roger Moore, Roger Moore, Roger Moore. Anyway, at the end of the summer, I shall be doing a bit in Shakespeare. I love old Bill, don't you? I do. I'm in A Midsummer Night's Dream, taking bottom. Now, at last I feel I've got a part I can really get my teeth into, you know. My agent wants to send me abroad. God knows what we'll do together. I hope she can play cards. I said to him the other way, I said, I get so depressed. He said, you shouldn't get all worked up over little things. I said, I don't. It's the big things that get on top of me. Somebody asked me when I was great to come on tonight. They said, how old are you? I said, I'm at the age where I know what I want. I can't get it, but I know what I want. He said to me, aren't you ugly? I said, I can't help my looks. He said, no, but you could stay indoors. Which is rather bold. Anyway, right now we're going to do a little number which I wrote especially for the Union Tavern. And I want you all to muck in. This is called audience participation. So that on the end of each line, you'll know when to come in. All right? You going to help me? Good. And it goes like this. There is a tavern in this town.
In this town.
Where they sell beer both light and brown.
Light and brown.
And every night the atmosphere is bright. They don't let nothing get them down.
Get them down.
I beg your pardon. Hear 'em singing up the Union, things are swinging up the Union, and I bet that once you come, you'll want to come again. So bring your sister or your brother or your gal, bring your husband, bring the wife or bring a pal. You may be fighting fit or feel a little queer, but you will find a welcome here. It was better first house. There's fun and laughter at this tavern in the town. If that's what you're after, it's the gayest spot around. Just walk right in, my friend. Raise your bottle and your glass. I'm here to tell you it's a good party. Doesn't matter if you're way out. So way out, you have to stay out. You can be a square from Leicester, sort of Leicester Square. Oh my God. Who writes this rubbish, guy?
You!
Oh, I'm sorry. For I believe that man should love his fellow man. It's made the universe go round since time began. So open up your hearts. Grab your neighbor by the stomach. And spread the message through the land this time now. Best of friends.